and remains on.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and it's my privilege to spend the next half hour with you. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God on Grove Street, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we want to invite you out if you would like to come to our services this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. And then in the evening, we're going to be having our Christmas banquet. So we're looking forward to that. It is always one of our highlights of the year. It's our gift to our church for all of their faithful hard work throughout the year. It's not a potluck dinner. We bring in the food and prepare it, and there's all hands on deck sort of type of thing. But it's a very, very nice event, and we're looking forward to that. We're kind of in that season where we've got that going on this week. The following Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, we have our Kids Crafty Christmas celebration that'll go on Wednesday night. And then the following Sunday morning, the kids ministry will be having their Christmas party in Children's Church. And then we will be having our candlelight Christmas Eve service we will be having a Christmas Eve communion service on the 24th from 6 until about 7 p.m. So those are some of the things that we have going on. And if you check us out at merrittassembly.com, check us out on Facebook, you will find a number of the activities that we have going on. Or you can come to church. You can listen to the radio program, find out that way, or catch a bulletin at one of our services. So we are looking forward to everything that is going on in the coming days. And for me, this year is a little extra special in that my parents are going to be in town, and they are going to be celebrating Christmas with us. They're celebrating it with us. And so that's always good, because we don't get to spend the holidays with them very I work every Christmas. So that's just a pastor joke there. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's get into the Word of God. We are talking today about the faithfulness of God, and that God is looking for a faithful people. And so we're going to be touching on various things. I'm trying not to just stick in one passage of Scripture, whether the Old Testament or the New Testament, to where you get, you know, monotonized with the subject matter. But instead, I'm trying to go through this in a manner that is going to be challenging and inspiring for us to rise to a whole new level of faithfulness. So today I want to ask you to turn in the Scriptures to Romans chapter 3, and we're going to begin reading in verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way. Chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. So this passage, I believe, is very relevant to our day and time. It talks about how to the Jewish people, God had committed the oracles of God, the word of God, the declarations of God, his proclamations, that they had been entrusted with that. It had been committed unto them. And therefore, they were in a position of great profit. It was to their advantage. The Word of God is never a disadvantage. You listening to this radio program and our focus on the Word of God, I hope that it is profitable for you. I hope it is something that is something that you look forward to in your day, that it is not just something that you've heard before, but that it is something that is going to inspire you to grow deeper in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to see the profitability that comes from God's Word. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There's great advantage in knowing the Word of God, because when you know the Word of God, you know that God will never contradict His Word. You know that God's never going to have to be a new and improved God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word is settled forever in heaven and on earth. When you know the Word of God, you will know whether what someone is saying is true or whether or not it is false. So that there's profitability in that. And when we know the Word of God, we realize that if we are faithful to God's Word, it is irrelevant to us as to what another person's mindset towards the Word of God is. Not that we are not concerned about their position towards God. God does not want any to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. But if someone does not believe, that does not change the reality of the truth of God's Word. Even the devil believes the Word of God, and he trembles at it. So for people who adopt a mindset of unbelief or lack of persuasion, a lack of faith in God's Word, they discredit God's Word. There are many who claim that it's foolishness, that it's nonsense. There is a great video that is out there by Ray Comfort, who is an evangelist who really likes to engage with unbelievers and show them that their position, which they, listen, people who claim to be atheists claim that to believe in God is foolishness on our part. And he just flips that coin around and he shows them that it is foolishness not to believe in God. And so I want to encourage you, if you are the only believer in your household, then God has planted you in a position where you can have influence. Do not let others' unbelief negatively impact your confidence in who God is, of what that means for you, and what He wants you to do. It says, for what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Okay, so I want to focus on just a few things, and that is God is faithful. You can believe that the sun is going to come up in the west tomorrow, but it's going to come up in the east. I'm not getting into a scientific explanation. It's because of the rotation of the sun. But the whole thing is, if you believe that it's going to come up someplace different, that does not change the reality of what is actually going to take place. And the reason for that is God created a covenant with the sun, and he's not going to break that covenant because he is faithful to keep the covenant that he institutes. Unbelief. I see some things, and people come out with some really bizarre claims of things that they believe, and it just causes you to scratch your head and say, really? That's the best that you can come up with, is that? But that their unbelief or their belief in a fallacy does not change the certainty of the reality of God's Word. So, will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God? God is faithful. He is faithful every second of every minute of every day of every week of every month of every year. God is faithful. He is faithful. He will not deny himself. He is not going to change for you or for anyone else. I've had a number of people through the years, and they would come and they would say, well, I know what the Word of God says, but he and I have a special arrangement where I don't have to live up to that particular aspect of God's Word. And I want to tell the people when they tell me that, what that special arrangement is that you are talking about is deception, and that is not deception from God, that is deception from the enemy. So, you know, maybe it's that sort of mindset that doesn't go too well with people, but you know what? I'm much interested in trying to help people to embrace the faithfulness of God than I am to get whether or not they like me or not. God is faithful. So if I can get you to bank on the faithfulness of God, then it, listen to what that verse goes on to say. Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? A minister that I know, he said, you can't just read the Bible. You have to read the Bible. And so while some would focus on the unbelief and some would focus on the faithfulness of God, and those things are both realities, I also want to show you that what Paul writes to the Romans here is that the faithfulness of God has an effect. There's going to be a positive effect in your life because of the faithfulness of God. A couple of weeks ago, It was Sunday night, December the 3rd was when it was. Let me read a verse to you. I'm turning there. It's in Psalm 139 and verse number 17. It says, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And the reality of that passage is that you never leave the mind of God. He is faithful to watch over you. He's faithful to keep you. He is faithful to guard you and to protect you. He is a faithful God. And if you've ever felt forgotten, then you need to look at Psalm 139. By the way, it's a great chapter. Psalm 139, verse number 17, where it describes that just as God promised to Abraham that he would cause him to have descendants as numerous as the sands in the sea, and that became a reality, that God has promised that same standard applies to how many times God thinks about you. The other day, my wife was she would disappear into the bedroom and she would come back out, and she would disappear into the bedroom and she'd come back out, and she was working on Christmas gifts for our grandchild, and I looked at her and I said, "You're pretty pleased with yourself." And I had no idea what she was doing at that point in time, but she had this little glisten in her eye and this little smile upon her face. And I want you to know the grandchild wasn't there, but she was thinking about them. And that's what God does for you. When it describes that you and I are the apple of his eye, It means that he doesn't think about us and like, oh no, what? I'm going to have to deal with them again? That's not the way that God thinks about you. He thinks about you in a longing manner. He thinks about you in a jubilant manner. God never stops thinking about you. He is faithful. And because of that, it is of great benefit to you. Now that we are on towards 26 years of ministry, we're beginning our 26th year of ministry at Merit Assembly of God, we testify to the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God has had an effect upon the reality that Merit Assembly of God is still there. The faithfulness of God is going to have an effect on the fact that we're going to continue to be there. The faithfulness of God is going to have an effect upon the testimonies that continue to come forth. We had two people testify on December the 3rd in our evening service, and I had no idea what they were getting ready to say, and both of them began to deal with health issues that other people in the congregation were also dealing with, and how God had touched them, had empowered them, and in one case, God had completely and totally healed something that had been in the medical reports before, and that was the second time that something like that had happened in just a few weeks period of time. And it's like, praise God, God is faithful as Savior, and He is still faithful as healer. And I'm looking forward to some of the messages that God is preparing for us in the days to come. God, the faithfulness of God does have an effect upon your life. Certainly not. It says in verse number 4, indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar. Okay. Now there is a disposition that our carnal nature has, and that is we want to be right. But the child of God is disposed differently. We have a different inclination. Rather than us being right, our focus is on God being right. We want God to be clearly seen as true, because there are a lot of people who have won debates and they've been on the wrong side of the truth. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be the person who wins the debate and loses eternity. I want to be the person that says, God is true. God is faithful. He is the one. It is because of who He is and what He does that I am in the position that I am in today. So I want to take you to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. We're going to try and touch on another couple of passages here today that are pertinent. Deuteronomy chapter 7. I can get there. There we go. One more page. Verse number 6. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special to be a people for Himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you, and because He would keep the oath which He swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. And He repays those who hate Him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates Him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which I command you today to observe them. So Moses is writing here, and he reminds the people that they were not called to be average, or they were not called to be ordinary. In 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse number 18, This is writing about the time of Hezekiah when he had instituted the Passover, but at the wrong time. It says, and to all who were written in the genealogy, their little ones and their wives, their sons and daughters, the whole company of them, for in their faithfulness they sanctified themselves in holiness. For in their faithfulness they sanctified themselves in holiness. There is a connection between being a person of holiness and being a person of faithfulness. So he says, you are a holy people to the Lord your God. They were set apart. That's what the word sanctified means. It means set apart for a holy purpose. And as long as God's people are content with being average and ordinary and run-of-the-mill and just no marks of distinction at all, the devil will be more than happy to let you stay there. But if you realize that God has called you from being the least to being exalted to the point that God is glorified and seen in his faithfulness, then you are going to say, you know what? There are certain things that used to be in my life that I cannot afford to have in my life anymore. There was a time when my father was out in a different part of the country. He was working on a manufacturing plant. And while he was out there, he described to us some of the conditions that people had to go into just to work in this semiconductor plant. And he would say they would have to go in, they would have to put on a special outfit after there was a process that they went through so that they did not bring in any contaminants from the outside world into the manufacturing aspect of the facility because they could not afford any contamination on their product. And folks, I want you to understand that you're much more important than a computer chip. And so God, he brings us that holiness not to be mean to us, not to be cruel to us, but he brings us through that decontamination process, that process of holiness, because he intends for us to be a people of distinction, as it says in verse number 6, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. God wants you to be his favorite. God wants you to be his favorite. Okay? Why? Because he loves you. That's what it says in verse number 8. But because the Lord loves you and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers. In other words, God is wanting to bring holiness into manifestation in our lives so that he can keep the promise and the covenant that he has sworn by his word. Okay? He brought you out with a mighty hand. Thank God for salvation. He redeemed you from the house of bondage. Thank God that he destroys the strongholds and the shackles of sin. He delivers you from the hands of abusers, and he puts you into his own hand. Look at what it says in verse number 9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him. So, we see here God is faithful to keep his covenant, and that covenant is with those who love him. And he doesn't just intend to keep it for a week. He doesn't intend just to keep it for a month. He intends to keep it for basically what this passage says is he plans on keeping that covenant with you forever and ever. It describes 1,000 generations. And there's a lot of different things that I've read through the years as to how long a generation existed, you know, but let's just say this. Okay, we're going to go on the low end of things. Let's say that that a generation is defined as a 20-year period of time. 20 times 1,000 is 20,000 years. And that's longer than history records that we've been around. And so what God is saying is, look, you're going to find that my faithfulness is never going to expire. Wickedness is talked about of being carried down to the third or the fourth generation, but God's desire is to extend his blessings to 1,000 generations. And so I want you to see there is great benefit and there are dividends to being faithful and being a person of holiness and allowing God to operate in your life as the faithful God. If you go on down a little bit, it says, and he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Now, you won't hear this talked about much when it comes to the faithfulness of God. But let me just put this out there. God is faithful to bring about the blessings, and he is also faithful when it comes to the consequences. And I just want to let that set in there. Everything is not just all pie in the sky. God's not just going to bless everything that comes down the pike. God is looking for a people who love him, who will honor his word, who will be a special people to him, a holy people to him, a people who want to do his will, a people who have set themselves apart in holiness to the Lord. And listen, the entire nation changed when Hezekiah came to the throne and started doing the things that the way that God wanted them done. And when a little bit later, when I believe it's his great grandson Josiah came to the throne, it even increased another notch. And God said, "Look, I'm a faithful God. Today, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you to make the decision to do so, because there are blessings that God doesn't want you to live without." If you have not asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, I want to remind you that God is faithful to redeem, but he is also faithful to know the reality and the condition of where you are. God does not intend for you to live outside of his will. That is not his will. He wants you to embrace his purpose and his plan for your life. Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that we would be thankful today that you are a faithful God. And I pray that every person listening to the sound of my voice would be faithful to keep your commandments, faithful to love you, faithful to be a holy people to you. In Jesus' name, we will see you next time right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.